Hello, and welcome to Veteran Talk with your host, Priscilla Jones. As I'm preparing my next episode entitled PTSD, You and Me, it's interesting to note that post-traumatic stress disorder is a mainstream problem that affects civilian and veterans alike. It relates to civilians or non-military people, their term to creatively describe their PTSD as in a myriad of constructs. Through the hashtag MeToo movement, various abuse support forums and groups, even being diagnosed with many forms of mental illness or disorders, which uses some kind of psychotropic drug to minimize the symptoms and treatment plans. Something tragic or painful, or a painful accident or incident that occurs in a person's life could also become a trigger for PTSD later in life. Same with the veterans. Only with this group has PTSD become a widely acceptable term to describe the post-reactions to what they've experienced in service. In this way, it can be branded to the service member, cataloged as a diagnostic code for future benefit claims, and awareness of this mental condition post-military deployments. Now, before I continue, here's a message from my sponsor, Anchor. Welcome back. There isn't much difference when applying PTSD to a veteran post-service or a civilian post-accident or incident. Both has undergone or witnessed something that is life-changing, unable to overcome the constant thoughts of the event, experiencing sleeping difficulties, avoiding triggers that remind them of the painful event or experience. Either way, it comes down to it. We all have experienced PTSD in some way in our lives. It's momentum driven for the veterans because it definitely affects us and our family's safety and well-being. In the upcoming segment for veterans, we're going to find out what group of veterans are more susceptible to PTSD. For example, the Korean War veterans, Cold War veterans, Gulf War veterans, Iraq, Afghanistan veterans, etc., and which group is more likely to get diagnosis and treatment for it, and how suicide prevention plays a role for these veterans. Until then, this is Veteran Talk. I am on Instagram and on Twitter at USA Army WISE20. My email is vetstalk58@gmail.com. Please send me your military stories. I'll feature it in a special segment. I'm also on more podcasts, Breaker, Radio Public, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and more. Thanks for listening.